Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey guys, welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me. It's Friday, and so I want to announce where we'll be this weekend. Not taking too much time, but if you're in the Bowling Green, Kentucky area, we're going to be in Bowling Green on Sunday morning, and then we're going to be in Harned, Kentucky on Sunday night. That's a little north of Bowling Green, to my understanding, a little northwest maybe. Either way, you can get all the information about locations, times, contact phone numbers, addresses on our website, paulwhiteministries.com. Go to the schedules page. We keep that pretty updated. Or you can catch us on Paul White Ministries Facebook page, where we will have the venue addresses and times for you. And if you miss those, or you're just not even close to that part of the world, don't worry. In a few weeks, we'll air what we do. We'll record it and we'll air it on paulwhiteministries.com. We're airing a new video from somewhere around the world every Sunday on our website, and then it stays on there for good. You can go watch it at your own leisure. And then we're also airing our midweek Bible studies, which we are still doing in Poplar Bluff for now, on the book of James. Those are airing every Wednesday night, so there's new material every day, including this DDP. And speaking of new material, we enter a new chapter. We are in the fourth chapter of Paul's great letter to the Ephesian church. And he does something in chapter 4 that he did in chapter 3. And let me just repeat something I'm sure everyone is aware of, but Paul did not write chapters and verses in his letters any more than you would write a chapter and verse if you wrote a letter to a friend. He just wrote a big letter, and then translators took these letters and broke them into readable segments. I think 95% of the time they did a pretty good job. That's a pretty good percentage, by the way, and who am I to, or what should they care if I liked it, right? But sometimes not so much, but I think in this case, another good break. He starts the third chapter by calling himself a prisoner. He starts the fourth chapter by calling himself a prisoner. Again, he didn't start it, the translators did. But the point is, it's something that's recurrent for Paul in the book of Ephesians. And when you talk about love and how much we are loved, which is really the theme of Ephesians, how we are to walk in him and him in us, there's unity, the message of grace. There's no real good way to, no better way to say it maybe than to talk about it through terms of being a prisoner to that love, that we're so loved that we cannot help but consider ourselves bound to that love. To the church at Rome, Paul would say in the first chapter that he owed a debt of love to, and then he names off barbarians and Greeks and his own brethren. He felt like love was a debt that needed to be paid, not from a performance standard. We grace people shy from the word debt, which we should, in regards to our owing God or performing for righteousness. But the New Testament did believe in a debt of love, that believers were so loved, so forgiven, that they had an obligation to love other people. That it wasn't what they did to get to heaven, but it was because heaven had been placed into them. I don't think anything's changed. You're not being challenged to love people so that you'll go to heaven. If that's how you feel, you need to reevaluate your entire Christianity. But you are being challenged to love because you're so loved. How could you not reciprocate that kind of love into the lives of someone nearby? I think that explains Paul's statement. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of your calling with which you were called. We'll talk about walking worthy tomorrow and what that might mean. We'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.